USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Reporters at the White House Daily Briefing asking spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders if President Trump believes Democrats hate Jews. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution. It should be done the way the Republicans did it when Steve King made terrible comments. We called it out by name. We stripped him of his committee memberships, and we'd like to see Democrats follow suit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 2% fee to receive is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a great day for stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 200 points. The NASDAQ up 149 points. And the S&P 500 up 40 points. To other economic news now out of Washington, the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, says President Trump's budget proposal includes money for the border wall.
Federal resources and frontline defenders are overwhelmed at the southern border, and the fiscal year 2020 budget provides sizable funding of an $8.6 billion for full completion of the wall and other border security resources.
And President Trump on Twitter saying Republican senators have a very easy vote this week. It's about border security and the wall, stopping crime, drugs, etc., not constitutionality and precedent. It is an 80% positive issue. The Dems are 100% united as usual on a 20% issue, open borders and crime. Get tough, Rs, the president writes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Fox News issuing a statement about one of its talk show hosts, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who's paid to offer her opinion on the network. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The reprimand coming for remarks that Jeanine Pirro made about Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. A statement from Fox says the remarks do not reflect the views of the network. Pirro had suggested that Omar's beliefs about Israel are rooted in her Muslim religion. Pirro also noted that Omar wears a hijab, a head covering that many Muslim women do wear in public. Pirro asking on her show whether Omar's adherence to this Islamic doctrine is indicative of her adherence to Sharia law. Omar has been in the news lately herself for critical remarks she's made about U.S. policy on Israel. I'm Chris Barnes.
At the UN, reaction to the Ethiopian Airlines crash, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Several UN staff members were on board the plane when it crashed outside Addis Ababa. They were on their way to an international conference on the environment in Kenya. Satu Trivathi, the Assistant Secretary General, who is with the UN Environment Program, says they will honor their colleagues.
What we see is that a renewed resolve and a feeling that the best way to respect the memory of the departed souls is to do even more resolutely what they were coming here to do, that is serve the cause of the environment and the planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.